Phoenix, Arizona, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Erdo, Trisha, Eric, and...
Merry Christmas! Yeah, Merry Christmas. Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas special. Wait. Star-studded Christmas special. And this song bringing us into this segment, into the show. Christmas... Oh, Wookiee. Sorry. Christmas... was that Dave's stomach?
No, that was a Wookiee.
Yeah. Christmas in the Stars from Star Wars. Did you know that Star Wars has a Christmas album?
No.
Well, now you do.
Christmas in the Stars.
Christmas in the Stars. What a Christmas it will be.
Are you sure that's not your debut of a Christmas song? Because it sure sounds like you.
No, no. It's C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh, that's it. C-3PO.
R2-D2.
And not only are we talking about Star Wars when we're talking about Christmas in the Stars, but it is a star-studded Christmas because we've got so many different stars on today's show. We've got John Travolta. We've got Kristen Bell. We've got Robert Downey Jr. We've got David Hasselhoff. We've got Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Chris Rock, Bill Murray, Henry Rollins, Regis Philbin, and Santa Claus himself. So many amazing things, Dave. Merry Christmas, everyone on Meerkat.
Yay.
And guess what? This hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road. 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. I just saw Alexander the other day. He is just cooking. He is so popular. The guy, everyone, all his customers love him.
And he has a permanent spot on Santa's nice list. That's what I can say.
He fixes sleighs?
Well said. I like
that. You know what? If it has wheels or is roadworthy, he can take care of it.
Wonderful.
He specializes in custom stuff and everything as well as your everyday car like mine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Does great work.
Well, I hope he fixes reindeers because you know what? It's going to be a foggy Christmas. Oh, wait, Rudolph helps with that.
That's right. Right. And did you know on my big toes I have an homage to Rudolph?
Yes.
Nice. I have his red nose and everything.
Oh, well, on your toes?
On my big toes.
Where did we start? That's
You would have fit right in at Santarchy. Did you see the pictures? I sent the pictures from Santarchy.
I did.
Wow.
So what a morning delight.
Man, I saw that.
I was Magic Santa, as in Magic Mike Santa.
You look like he could be a model.
I got...
Okay, don't feed his... Don't feed
no,
his
really?
Thing.
Seriously.
His head's getting bigger.
There
all the
was
time
no
with
mistletoe, no action, no mistletoe action or anything like that. But I do want to say that I have never been asked by so many, can I say, older women... Older,
mature.
Okay, so
mature
so many
audiences.
Mature women who were very, not drunk, not wasted.
Tipsy.
Tipsy. Yeah, that works. Yeah, that's like my sweater. Tipsy elves, right?
Feeling
from the
nice.
Night before. Yeah, they were feeling really good, and they really wanted to feel a lot.
Well,
no
excuse
way.
Me.
That's better than
that's
mistletoe.
Your fault because
I know if you dress like
if you
that,
dress
you deserve
like
it.
Magic Mike, exactly.
Hey, but women have been fighting against that
how
for
many,
years.
How many fives and tens were in there with all the ones?
All I got was a candy cane, and it was a very small one.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about an actual candy cane. Okay, it was just a mini real candy cane that you.
I was
going to
say
eat,
you didn't get that from
put
a
in
girl.
Your mouth. Okay, I'm not going to.
Okay.
All right, we do have plenty of treats that we're going to be putting in our mouth today. This is going to be an exciting 3 hours. Cannot wait for that. But yes, Santarchy, maybe we'll have Greg put up a photo on our Facebook
it's
of one of those pictures.
It's going to have to be one that is internet
it.
Worthy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you know,
no,
and
that will be
shout
the
out
highlight.
To Shannon as well.
Oh, Shannon, we love
Shannon.
You.
Seen her in her elf outfit. That was an excellent outfit.
Oh, she was an elf?
Yeah, she was a sexy elf. You know what? When you go to Santarchy, it's a
everything
sexy something.
Sexy.
Yeah.
You're a sexy Santa or you're a sexy whatever.
Yeah. And I got lots of spankings, and you know, I think it even turned some people off. They were like, "What? I don't know what your behavior is tonight, but this is not the Joseph that I know." So I'm gonna go ahead and. But you know what?
That's what you're supposed to do at Santarchy,
we
right?
We all need time to be on Santa's naughty list. So, right?
As long as you're a nice version of naughty.
A version.
A nice, nice version, not
of
virgin.
Naughty.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, and I do want to share my Christmas card. Of course, you know every. Today we're talking about homemade gifts. And,
uh-huh. And so, I found Joseph on TV.
That's not Joseph.
That's not me. What is it, me? Oh, okay, yeah. All right, very good. Well, you know that I always make my my cards, my Christmas cards.
I
send them out to all of my friends. Yeah, I gave it to you last year. I gave you one.
I think, remember, last year I was... You gave it to him.
Into the woods. Well, you've got... Okay,
you
well,
didn't
you share
give it
the card.
To me. No, no sorry. He doesn't share.
Well, you better share this and don't cut it up.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's Merry Christmas.
Oh.
And we'll put this on our Facebook later in the week.
I love
in
it.
In honor of Christmas.
Wow,
Eric, you
can
go ahead and take a look at that Christmas card.
Aww.
Yeah, I'll show you
that
Christmas card later.
Very cool.
That is, of course, Joseph and Frozen dancing with the cast of The Night Before.
Wow, that's really...
Took a lot to put Frozen in that Christmas
that's
sweater, by the
cool.
way.
I bet, yeah.
Let's
getting
get
those,
a picture
you don't want to ruffle. You don't want to ruffle his feathers.
That's really neat.
You don't want to ruffle his feathers when you're putting him in the Christmas sweater.
Yes, every year I make my own Christmas card, and last year, of course, it was Into the Woods, and the year before that it was Frozen, the
mm-hmm,
animated film,
mm-hmm.
And I think the year before that it was Life of Pi. So I pick a wonderful movie that I really enjoy that may or may not be on my best list, and I. Put myself in that photo, and I've sent it out to all of my friends. So if you get a hard copy this year, that means that you are extra special to me, and you are
my friend.
Yes, and if you only see it online, then it means I'm sorry, I didn't want to spend postage on you.
Oh, Joseph! But look, it's so fun.
Expensive.
I love that you guys are playing the piano together.
I know. Wasn't that scene from Big or whatever?
Yes,
right?
Yes. And you know what? Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Yes.
You are wearing the same sweater.
I know. That was the one thing that bothered me. But you know what? Joseph Gordon-Levitt and I, we can go on the who wore it better show.
Well, actually, yeah. But it's too cute. It's too cute.
I really enjoyed it. And I really that's one of my favorite Christmas memories, making that traditions.
Well, I absolutely loved that show.
Yes, it was
the
a wonderful
before,
movie.
The Night Before, hilarious.
And,
hilarious, fun.
And if you are looking for a Christmas movie this year, remember The Night Before is out.
Not for young kids.
No, not for young kids.
Because this is a hard R.
Right. And if you got young kids, you can bring them to Krampus. No, wait. No, that wouldn't work either.
No, I wouldn't take them
to Krampus. You can bring them to Love the Coopers. Probably also not a good idea.
You can take them to a Christmas Carol over at Herberger Theater.
But if you're an adult, then you can go see one of those three movies that I mentioned. All really good.
And you will not be disappointed.
Yes. And of course... Breakthrough Entertainment Star-Studded Christmas Special. We've got more right here. We're going to talk. By the way, we've got a lot of people joining us on Meerkat. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. You know how to find our Facebook, or you can also. Yeah, thank you very much for the follow. People are saying Merry Christmas. They love the hat. They're saying that they want the Christmas card. So find us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. So a lot of fun we're going to be having in today's show, including some taste tests. Now,
we've
done a lot of taste tests of things that were sent to us or purchased. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Dandy's marshmallows. Okay,
oh, Dandy's.
Now
marshmallows,
you have to if you make something homemade. You, of course, have to still buy the stuff, right?
All the ingredients, definitely.
Yes, so Dandy's marshmallows are not like ordinary marshmallows, all right? So we're going to go ahead. These are hot Mexican hot chocolate marshmallows, okay? Go ahead and take one of those.
It almost looks like you could put this on a graham cracker and make it into a s'more.
Wait, are these spicy?
Yeah, they're a little spicy.
Oh.
Well, if you don't want to try it, but you know.
Oh, it's even glazed with like some cinnamon.
There's
and chocolate and marshmallows.
Let's take a bite. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
They're taking a bite. I'll do the commentary. There goes Joseph. He's biting down into the marshmallow.
And I haven't had
is.
One of these yet, by the way.
Oh
you
my gosh.
Mm.
How is it?
Delicious.
It tastes like a cup of hot cocoa.
Really?
Mexican hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's delicious. Okay, so what do you think of that marshmallow?
You know what? I like it.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's not your ordinary marshmallow, though.
No, it's not, because so many marshmallows, they either get kind of a little bit tough.
Yeah.
Or they get really sticky in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And this, just perfect.
This is the first non-GMO verified marshmallow on the market. In addition to being vegan, they are vegan marshmallows.
They're vegan, too?
Yes. These marshmallows are also free of artificial ingredients and high fructose corn syrup and do not contain any wheat, corn, or soy. The best part is they're air puffed, giving them a traditional light and fluffy texture that makes them indistinguishable from their conventional counterparts. Visit dandysmarshmallows.com. We'll put that.
D-A-N-D-Y-I-E-S.
D-A-N-D-I-E-S. Marshmallows.com.
Well, they are dandies. If you want to use the old vernacular that the older people like me use. Phenomenal Dandy's, and thank you, non-GMO, awesome.
And they also had a bunch of recipes on their website.
And this was one of their recipes?
This was one of them.
Wow,
sugar,
I love this. It's
cinnamon,
delicious.
Cayenne pepper and nutmeg.
And chocolate.
And chocolate, of course, and you know.
Uh-huh. And then their marshmallows. Well, you did an excellent job on this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because you know what? Even as I'm holding it, the chocolate is not melting on my fingers because it has that dusting
I've got a
of
story,
the spices.
Yeah, I've got a story about being very frustrated with chocolate a little bit later in today's show because we're going to have some other things. But
that's not the only thing that's frustrating for
I
you.
Know,
but we love
I
you
know.
Anyway, Joseph.
Thank you. Thank you.
Delicious. But, Mexican hot chocolate marshmallows. Oh. Delish. Dandies. We love you.
Yes. And just make something, you know. We'll be talking more about cooking with your family and stuff like
you
that.
You know, it's amazing. The people who have everything really, especially they, but everybody really appreciates the heartfelt and the time it takes to make something for them because it makes them feel very special.
And, you know, this was not very expensive to make, you know, pretty much. Of course, they sent me the marshmallows, so thank you very much to them. But I went out. They had, I think, 2 for $4 bags of the chocolate chips at Fry's. And I had all the spices except for the nutmeg, and nutmeg was like $1 or something, so...
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Ooh, I use nutmeg in my zucchini soup. It's really yummy.
So you've already got that.
Got the nutmeg. Yay.
Yeah.
I don't
All
have
right.
the cayenne pepper, though. I got to get some.
Oh, yeah. We have some news, right?
We've got some news.
Great news.
Exciting news.
Couple tickets in Dave's pocket.
Yay.
What are they doing over there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't put them there.
We're going to put some tickets in our listeners' pockets as well as a thank you for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Star-Studded Christmas Special. Some tickets to... See Bill Maher.
Ooh.
He's coming back
coming
in April.
Back. Yeah.
Do we know where he's coming back to?
Comerica Theater.
That's where Woo-hoo! He was last time, I believe.
No, he was at Orpheum last
time. He was Orpheum.
Oh, it was Orpheum.
Comerica's even bigger,
do we know
right?
the name of the tour?
Yeah, Comerica's way bigger.
Wow.
Do we know the name of the tour yet?
An Evening with Bill Maher.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay. Well, if you want to spend an evening with Bill Maher, go ahead and blast out the lines. So that we can, do we want to give some away? Yeah.
Let's bust out the lines.
Let's bust out
and,
the lines.
What are we going to do? Give two tickets?
A pair.
One pair.
Well, you know what? We have 8 pairs to give away.
Oh, so during the rest of the show,
yeah, feel free to do whatever, however you want. But just like second or third caller.
Yeah, let's do the third caller.
The third caller.
Start
Bill Maher.
Let's give the phone number 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. When we count down from three, you have to be the third caller, and you get a pair of Bill Maher tickets, okay?
And this is even before they go on sale.
They're not even on sale.
They're not even on sale?
You can't even get them yet.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. Well, this is like the announcement that he's coming here in April.
Right. Oh. We were allowed to announce it on, what was it, Monday?
On Tuesday,
we were allowed.
Oh, really?
Tuesday.
Oh.
And
during this political season, you're not going to find anything funnier. I'm sure he's going to be amazing in April.
So let's act like it's New Year's. Ready? Call at when we get to zero.
Wait, what do we call?
Are you going to count down from 10?
No.
We'll just count down from 3.
Okay, but here's the number again, 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. A pair of Bill Maher tickets coming in April. Comerica Theater.
3, 2, 1.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Year time.
Call now. Bill
All
tickets.
The lines are blowing up. Everyone, keep trying. There's only one Eric and only so many lines.
Oh, the lines are just.
252-1480.
Keep trying because they're just blowing out.
602-252-1480.
So
exciting.
He's so funny, too.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Just,
all right.
He's completely hysterical. Oh. Looks like we have a winner.
If you don't win this time.
Very quick. Very exciting.
And I'm sure you.
It's still ringing.
Yeah, I know.
We
okay,
need to
everyone
get more
calm
away.
Down.
Okay.
We will give some more away, but we need to listen to a quick, we got to give Eric a chance to.
Someone won, I believe. Yeah, Bill Maher, he's so popular.
Someone won.
That guy is just...
Definitely.
He was on our show. I think we'll probably get him on again.
Yeah.
He's hysterical. I watch him all the time, HBO.
Well, of course, in addition to talking about Star Wars today in our next segment, it is a star-studded Christmas special, our best Christmas ever here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Woohoo!
I'm excited, aren't you, Dave?
I am thrilled because I saw 2 of the movies.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so we've got so many wonderful guests. And right now, musical guest Neil Patrick Harris bringing us into our first break. Neil? Oh, yeah. With Christmas medley, Neil Patrick Harris.
I didn't even know he sings.
Oh, he does. You'll be surprised with a lot of our guests today singing.
And they do sing. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Cuidado, no llores, no faneca. Porque Santa Claus is coming to town. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish.